This is the In Focus podcast from The Hindu.
Welcome to The Hindu's In Focus podcast. I'm Zubeda Hamid, your host for today. Every year in November and December, the residents of Delhi and the National Capital Region find it hard to breathe. Toxic air chokes the lungs. Doctors advise people to avoid outdoor walks and runs. Hospital outpatient services overflow with people facing respiratory problems, and there is a call for emergency measures to bring the air quality index down from severe to satisfactory. Meteorological conditions such as cold air and a drop in wind speeds, combined with the year-long emanation of pollutants into the air from industries, vehicles, construction, as well as stubble smoke, along with festive firecrackers, and they all contribute to the noxious air that prevails across the Indo-Gangetic plain at this time of the year. What happens to your lungs and body when you breathe in polluted air on a daily basis? How does this impact our health long term? Where does India stand in its pollution levels compared to the rest of the world? And what urgent action can governments take to protect and help provide cleaner air for future generations? To speak to us about this and more, we have with us today Mr. Vivek Chattopadhyay, Senior Program Manager, Clean Air and Sustainable Mobility of the Center for Science and Environment. Good morning, Mr. Vivek Chattopadhyay, and welcome to the Hindus in Focus podcast.
Good morning. Thank you.
So the air pollution levels in Delhi this month have triggered a crisis and a slew of emergency measures, including shutting down of schools, a ban on construction activities, and a ban on trucks entering the capital have been put in place. Could you explain to us the factors contributing to the toxic pollution levels in Delhi and other parts of North India?
The major contributing factors are like industries, vehicles, construction activities. There is biomass burning also, waste burning. These are the major causes of air pollution. And since the situation is such in terms of meteorological factors that air cannot disperse, air pollutants cannot disperse and diffuse, that is leading to accumulation of air pollutants. So that is the reason that air pollution is very high during this season.
What are the meteorological factors contributing to this, sir?
Meteorological factors like wind speed is very slow and almost calm conditions.
Okay.
In the atmosphere, that is leading to the accumulation. So whatever emissions are taking place in this region is not able to move out of the region. And this is causing like severe air pollution in the cities as well as in the entire region. Like not only Delhi and NCR region, but other cities as well.
The entire Indo-Gangetic plain, basically.
Indo-Gangetic plain, yes.
You said construction activities, vehicle exhaust, and industry, sir. What is the major factor in all of this? Because stubble burning, as was pointed out in the Supreme Court, only happens seasonally, not throughout the year.
Yeah. So we need to distinguish between the sources. Some sources are consistent, which happens throughout the year, like vehicles, power plants, industries, construction activities that goes on throughout the year. So these are like consistent sources which pollute the air throughout the year. But during winter, their contribution gets also accumulated. On top of that, there is stubble burning, biomass burning that happens in Punjab, Haryana region because of crop residue is burned. That also accumulates in the region. So if you look at the sources, then what we have seen in the October 24th and November 8th, period, then among the local sources of Delhi, it's vehicles which are the prominent ones, that thereafter industries and other sources. But if you look at the throughout NCR region, then biomass burning also has a contribution of about 30%. So that also leads to deterioration of air quality because the smoke gets accumulated and the entire region gets choking because of this air pollution.
So exploring the health effects a little bit, long-term exposure to outdoor and household air pollution is believed to have contributed to over 1.67 million deaths in 2019 in India. Could you talk to us about what it does to our bodies? What happens when we breathe in harmful levels of particulate matter on a daily basis?
on a daily basis, if we breathe this kind of heavily polluted air, then long-term studies like Global Burden of Diseases study clearly point out that it causes heart diseases as well as it triggers COPD, that is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, lower respiratory infections, neonatal disorders like among the small children, newborn children, stroke among the entire population, especially among the elderly, and diabetes that is also linked with air pollution, cataract, lung cancer. These are the major reasons the health effects of air pollution has been found to be severe. And it leads to mortality as well as morbidity. Morbidity is like when people get ill and they are not able to function properly. And mortality is like long-term impact of the air pollution that happens because of these air pollutants in the air. And prominent ones are like particulate matter, nitrogen oxides, ozone. These are the pollutants which are the major concerns in the entire period.
In the Indo-Gangetic belt, is it particulate matter that is the main culprit?
Certainly. Yeah, particulate matter shoots up very high. The levels like that, where it records to, as per the air quality index, it reaches to the very poor as well as severe. That is several times higher than the safe levels. Safe levels are never achieved during this period. What we see that safe levels are only achieved during the monsoon period, thanks to the rains and the high wind speed. During that point of time, only the safe levels or the satisfactory levels are achieved. Good air quality is hardly achieved, that is meeting the standards. So I think this region certainly needs thorough implementation of air quality standards, emission control for entire sector, like industries, power plant, vehicles, as well as waste burning, waste management, and crop residue burning for a certain period. But we should not see that crop residue burning should happen only during the winter. This has to be thought through entire period, beginning of the harvesting season, as well as what are the different solutions should take place. Similarly, in vehicles, overnight we cannot deploy public transport because the emergency response action plan says, okay, improve the public transport, but that cannot be done overnight. So there has to be a baseline improvement in the air pollution. Then only we will achieve lower air pollution during the peak period, like winter.
So you're saying that throughout the year, the NCR region never manages to achieve good air quality index. It's always only satisfactory or bad.
Yeah, because we often see that because of the meteorological factors, air quality improves, but the baseline never improves. For the improvement of the baseline, we need strong and thoughtful measures on all fronts. There are several industries, for instance, in Delhi, all the power plants have switched to natural gas. And also government has made efforts to switch the industries to pipe natural gas. But that hasn't happened in entire NCR region. The entire NCR National Capital Region, there are several power plants, 13 of them. And if you go beyond, there are more power plants. If they are running on coal. So if all the industries and power plants don't switch to cleaner fuels, or if they don't install emission control devices of high efficiency, the emissions will certainly take place. Similarly, public transportation is very weak in the entire region. Public transportation investments have been slow. Hardly any buses have been added in Delhi, although the target in 2001 was 11,000 buses, but still so many years have been passed. We haven't added public transportation buses. And it's not about Delhi. The connectivity in the entire region has to improve. So in total, if you look at all the sources, efforts have to be made. If they are made throughout the period, then only we will be able to see cleaner air during the winter period.
So you were speaking to us about what happens to our bodies when we are exposed to pollution. diseases such as stroke, heart attacks, diabetes, lung cancer, etc. And you also mentioned neonatal diseases and deaths. Now, pneumonia is the second most common cause of death of children under 5 in India after malnutrition. And it is believed that a significant number of these deaths are caused by pollution. How is it harmful for babies and children?
For the growth of the fetus as well as the growth of the child, definitely clean air is needed. If the lung function itself is hampered because of air pollution, because one of the studies conducted by Chittaranjan Cancer Research Institute, although it was conducted on school going kids, they found that lung function is deteriorated in among the half of the children of school going kids. So you can understand that in Delhi. So it was conducted by CNCI, Cancer Research, Chittaranjan Cancer Research Institute, Calcutta, but sponsored by CPCB. So the problem is if the clean air is not there, then the children's lung capacity, because in among the smaller children, the lung develops, keeps on developing during the when they are small. So if they are not breathing cleaner air, the lung capacity gets compromised. And it leads to several disorders when they grow up as adults. Then it's highly likely that the breathing problems and other respiratory problems will be there. So if during the small period, when they are small, if they are not breathing cleaner air, then there are high chances of developing the disorders. So that is the reason among the smaller children as well as pregnant women should breathe cleaner air. And that cannot be possible if we do not provide for the solutions to have clean air throughout the period. And it's a big, big question mark for the future generation that how we are developing the cities, developing our growth efforts in the entire region, if we are not able to protect our children. And that is the biggest shame that I would say that in my environmental pollution control is putting forth.
So you're talking about the entire region. So this is Delhi, NCR, plus what are the states and parts of the country are included in this?
Entire northern region remains heavily polluted, but it's also a pan-India problem. In other regions, we don't see that kind of severe problem because they have high windy speeds and other meteorological parameters that helps to dissipate the pollution. But in the northern India, it's on the northern side, it is blocked by Himalayas and it leads to calm conditions. So it leads to higher accumulation of air pollutants. And this cannot go on because everywhere, in the heavily polluted regions, the stringency of the emission standards, stringency of the control measures are defined by the geological location of the region as well as meteorological factors. So if the meteorology and geography doesn't help, then our standards as well as our control measures have to be much tougher in this region. That is the weakest link. Still, we are not using the right quality of the fuel, right quality of the emission standards. Government of India has again and again diluted and delayed the implementation of the emission standards for power plants and the industries. So and also there is no clean fuel policy across the Indo-Gangetic plain. So all these are adding up to the problem. Unless until we clean up the fuel and as well as set tighter standards for the industries, we won't achieve it. And without this, the growth is meaningless because whatever we are saying in terms of growth is actually gets two steps forward and one step backward. So it's meaningless growth, I would say.
So you're saying that the pollution is problematic throughout India, but it's because of meteorological factors that South India say is better protected than the North.
Yeah, it's not protected, I would say. It's still, when we did the monitoring with the hand, portable emission control devices on the roads as well as on the near the schools as well as near in the public places, we found very high air pollution. but they have the benefit of high wind speed. Okay, so it gets dispersed. But that is the problem with the northern India, that it doesn't get dispersed because of the meteorological factors. That is the reason World Health Organization has tightened their air quality guidelines significantly. So the standards are very tough there as per them. It's like around 5 to 10 microgram per cubic meter. So even Chennai or even any other coastal city is not safe if you consider World Health Organization standards. So that should be our benchmark. So none of the parts of the India should be looked upon as clean city compared to Indian standards. Indian standards have been made considering the context in India, but that should not be our benchmark only, because we have to look at the health implications. So air pollution control has to be tough across India, but certainly it has to be much tougher in the northern India.
So you talked to us about the WHO standards. How is India placed compared to other countries when it comes to the health burden of air pollution? Are we seeing an increase in diseases and deaths over the last decade or so?
See, there is a slight change in the kind of health problems that we are noticing because of the inclusion of more LPG and piped natural gas across the region. We are seeing that decline in health problems because of indoor air pollution, although the LPG uses and has to increase. So the increase in indoor air pollution related deaths have been, as well as morbidity, has reduced in the entire region. But at the same time, in the urban areas, the problem has increased. So now the indoor air pollution has been replaced by the outdoor air pollution based implications. So that thing has to be kept in mind, because urban air pollution impacts the air pollution. Like studies show that 30% of the outdoor air impacts the indoor air quality. Also, there is indoor air pollution happening because of chulas, because of that women and children get affected. So I think the LPG program as well as the pipe natural gas program has to expand. But at the same time, outdoor air pollution control has to be made much tougher in terms of implementation. Then only we will see improvement in air quality in outdoor air. It has to be ensured across the masses in order to see the health impacts.
So are we, according to world standards, an extremely polluted country?
Certainly, China and India and South Asian countries turn out to be heavily polluted countries, and also in African nations. Since the air quality monitoring has strengthened in India, we are getting the data. At the same time, through satellite monitoring also, we are getting the data for the regions where the air quality monitoring is weak. So in terms of data and information, we are increasingly becoming rich. So that should lead to action. And another pollution problem is ozone, that is formed because of high nitrogen oxides emissions from vehicles and industries. That should be looked upon, because NOx is not related to fuel, but it the way they you burn the fuel. So high temperature combustion, the way we burn the fuel in the industries and vehicles, leads to high NOx emissions. So NOx emissions also needs a control action plan. So for each pollutant, there has to be a control action plan. We don't have any action plan for air toxics like benzene, polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons, and other toxic and carcinogenic air pollutants. We should draw upon action plan to control these sources also. So criteria for air pollutants like PM, CO, NOx, SO2, we have drawn action plans, but as well as air pollutants like air toxics, which cause cancer also in the long-term exposure, should also be looked at.
Speaking of cancer, sir, are there long-term studies linking air pollution with diseases like cancer?
Yeah, the health impact study conducted by the global burden of diseases, although the numbers are small, lung cancer But the heart diseases and COPD, lower respiratory infections, stroke, all they overwhelm. But lung cancer is the final outcome of long-term exposure. So if we want to protect the future generation from the impacts of air pollution, we have to have a long-term vision that present actions must define the air quality. And if we don't take actions right now, the people who are exposed to the air pollution for the long term may likely to have that kind of problems. So I think if we don't act now, then the future will be bleak.
So an entire generation or couple of generations of Indians could potentially be less productive members of society because of the morbidity caused by this.
Certainly. So we are impacting the small kids, even the fetus, when the children are unborn, as well as when they grow up as adults, they are impacted by air pollution. So from the health point of view, any projection of growth should take into account the air pollution control. If we don't do that, then we are actually not looking at the right picture, right growth paradigm.
So one last question. You spoke to us about some measures that the government has taken and some measures that have been diluted considerably. And you said that every pollutant has to be considered separately for separate measures. The Delhi government has tried the odd even caste scheme, the banning of firecrackers, etc. But nothing seems to have significantly impacted or brought down the pollution levels. What are the urgent measures the government now needs to put in place?
See, certainly firecracker ban has not worked because people have not been educated of the ill effects of the air pollution it causes. And people are misconceived about it is associated with festivities. And if we don't do firecracker burning, then the festivities won't happen. So they must be educated about the ill effects of the air pollution. These firecrackers contain huge amount of chemicals which cause severe air pollution. I think that information is not going out to the public. All the kids are aware because there are campaigns being held in the schools which says that say no to crackers and other things. But the adults have not been sensitized. Similarly, for the other measures like odd and even, as you said, odd and even helps when you have very peak pollution and you are in severe phase. What you can do to reduce the air pollution in that short period. So there are certain emergency measures that you have to take this, like the way trucks have been banned, as well as odd and even must happen. But if that happens only in a small region, it will not help. It has to happen at entire Delhi NCR region. Then only it will help. And if it cannot happen if we don't improve the public transportation as well, because people need to travel for work and for other purposes. And government's investment, whether it is city government as well as the state government as well as central government, has been very low with respect to public transportation. And it is all often neglected area in terms of investments. And most of the investments go for road construction, building highways, expressways, and other things, which brings in more cars. So I think government also has to think that if people are not provided with the solutions of public transport, they won't use it. And they are not able to use it in many places if that is not available. So I think the contingency measures or emergency measures can only work if we work throughout the year. That is the message that comes out of this emergency responses.
Thank you so much for speaking to us today, sir.
Thank you.
In Focus will be back soon with analysis of the biggest news issues. In the meantime, you can find our podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other platforms. Just search for In Focus by The Hindu. We'll see you soon.